This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different topics every day around the Umpqua Valley and wanted to focus on veterans in today's program. Jim Little, Bill Duncan, Bill Mixon in here to share some things with us this afternoon. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
And Jim, let's start with you. Well, in fact, I don't normally do this, but we've got a lot of people visiting in town with graffiti, mm-hmm. and some folks are listening. So give us, each of you, and we'll start with you, Jim, give us like a little, really short snippet about your time in the military.
Well, I didn't have a short time, Kyle. I was in the United States Navy for 30 years. I was enlisted for 20 years and a commissioned officer for 10. And following my retirement, I became involved in many, many veterans issues, and particularly here in Southern Oregon with the VA, ensuring that my brother and sister veterans get appropriate health care. I was a president of the Douglas County Veterans Forum for a number of years and involved in many, many other things, too many to mention.
So, Bill Mixon, what about you?
I was from the United States Army 2 years, including Vietnam. And I'm a member of the Vietnam Veterans of America, secretary for them. And I volunteer at the VA here. I've been in Roseburg area for about 5 years.
And Bill Duncan, what about you?
Yes, I was drafted right out of Roseburg here in 1967, I believe. And I went in the United States Army. I served 2 years, including the time in Vietnam. And finished my tour of duty, come back, and I've been in Douglas County ever since.
All right, so all of you guys are very interested in what goes on relating to veterans. And Bill, Jim, you've been particularly focused on getting an Oregon Veterans Home on the Roseburg VA campus.
Yeah, I certainly have, Kyle. And that's one of our large efforts. It is all tied to getting the Roseburg VA hospital restored to a full-service hospital, which has been our effort now ongoing for almost 16 years. Back in 2009 when the intensive care unit was shut down in the Roseburg VA, all the veterans of Southern Oregon became concerned about the losing of the services there that they earned and both deserved. So we've been along with that effort, and the Roseburg Veterans Home has been an ongoing effort as well for almost as long. It's gone through a number of, I guess you'd call, missteps. First of all, we expected that we would have a 300-bed facility there on the VA campus. And then we learned that, no, we would be given that facility at a later date following the establishment of the home up in the Dalles, both the Dalles and in Eugene. They have a 150-bed facility. We hope to have a 150-bed facility, which should be much larger, I think. I think the need is certainly there because those veterans suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia, that group is vastly increasing.
And we've seen, as you mentioned, it kind of go back and forth with the project. It seems like, though, this year, there's been a lot of movement forward and at least some potential even more movement forward.
Yeah, Kyle, I come involved in this about 3 years ago when I read an article from Vision 20, and it outlined how they was going to dismantle everything, and it specifically mentioned Roseburg. So I got together with people like Jim Little, that's been working for 16 years on this project, and we've progressed to the point that we finally got the state to put up $35 million as the state's part of this home that's supposed to go. Now we're working diligently trying to get the federal government to accept their portion of it, and thank God we've had some senators and congressmen that have been alongside of us, sent letters out, so hopefully we'll be moving a lot closer to the construction of this home.
And in the federal process, I know some of our delegation that I've talked to are hoping to get this in the federal package that would be adopted to take effect in October this year. Is that right?
Correct. And in 2025, I think we're going to be moved up to priority one on the list of being funded. So that's a huge move from where we've been. And in the past, when Jim was really involved, they had allocated money, and it was used up before the we had time to start working on the VA. This new project will take a few years to put together, but it's the first step in opening up the VA as a full-service hospital. Because if I have 154 beds in the veterans' home, that's huge, and there's going to be a need to open up the emergency department.
Now, if the federal piece gets figured out in time for the adoption of the new fiscal year budget, it's still going to be realistically a couple of years up the road before ground is broken, I would imagine, right?
Well, Senator Wyden has sent a letter to the VA secretary, and along with Senator Merkley, and I believe Congressman Lady
Val
Hoyle. That's been signed and sent to him asking that he expedite that process. And I would give credit really to both the bills here. They went face to face with Senator Wyden, and they really, I didn't pressure him, but they made sure that he knew that we were interested in having that happen. And Senator Wyden took the ball and ran with it. And he has said in the past that he would kick out all the stops that need to be in order to have a full service hospital here in Roseburg.
So talk about what some of the benefits of this facility would be.
I just recently toured the Lebanon home, 150 bed veterans home there, and it's absolutely beautiful. We need to help these veterans. I see them every day. They might be homeless, or they might be living by a string. This place is absolutely going to be beautiful. It's give these people a place to go, a place so they're fed, they're taken care of. If you can ever get a chance to see one of these facilities, they're so nice, it's pitiful. I would like to see, and like you said, Kyle, it's going to be a couple years before we actually turn dirt, but we're going to work on it until the day that they stick the shovel in the ground and start making this happen.
And what do you feel like the level of push is from the local VA? I mean, obviously the decision about that is going to be made at the federal level, but are you feeling support for that?
We're working with our administrator, our elected officials. That's where we're getting our biggest support from. And as far as the VA, I don't know what they're going to do. It's not just Roseburg or Douglas County. It's nationwide. Our whole theory is they need to get into here, and it needs to come from our legislators to tell them, okay, we're going to allocate the money to do this.
Kyle, we're the number one county in the United States for veterans seeking health care at their VA, and that's a pretty big statement in itself. There's we're over 58% of the veterans are seeking from Douglas County are seeking health care at their VA, and so that's just the tip of the iceberg. And there's a lot of veterans that today go outside, especially the younger veterans. But the younger veterans are not getting younger; they're getting older. And we were probably 45 to 50 years old before most of us started using the VA. And they're going to be approaching that, the Gulf War veterans. And this needs to be in place before they actually are ready to go in the door.
And that's a number situation, too, yes. Like Bill mentioned. There are a lot of veterans out there, I believe, that are actually qualified for VA health care. And I would urge everyone out there that hears this, the veterans that have not even thought about VA health care, to go see Mary Newman at the Douglas County Courthouse. She's a veteran service officer for the county. And go in there on a Wednesday is a good day to go in. Just walk in, bring your DD-214, and sit down and talk with one of the experts there to see that if you qualify for VA health care. That helps many people say, oh, I don't want to do it because I really don't deserve it. I don't want to take it up for someone else. Well, you are taking it up for someone else if you're not getting enrolled, because those numbers are very, very important for us.
All right, we're going to take a break and talk more on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock on tomorrow's program. City of Roseburg Police Chief Gary Kloffenstein will unveil some of the new initiatives and a new work program that he's put in place for the Roseburg Police Department. That'll be on tomorrow's program. Also, tomorrow on Umpqua Valley Live, just got confirmation a few minutes ago that we'll have a segment with Daka Braka from Ukraine. They will be at Music on the Half Shell on Tuesday night. We'll talk to a couple of members of Daka Braka, the Ukrainian group that's been here before. That'll be in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow, and include one of the folks who basically will be speaking in Ukrainian. So you may get a little cultural education mixed in as well. Well, we're talking about veterans issues today. Jim Little, Bill Duncan, Bill Mixon in here this afternoon, talking about the move to get a Oregon Veterans Home on the Roseburg VA campus and kind of the long process to that. You know, recently I was showing somebody around in the community they were visiting for the very first time. They'd literally been here for an hour before they got to my appointment. And they were commenting on just what a, you know, what an incredible facility the VA was. And that was just, you know, driving through and looking around, not going inside or anything. But it's really pretty well known, one of those kind of iconic places in the whole state.
Absolutely.
It's one of the biggest VAs between Seattle and San Francisco.
And I quickly wanted to give credit also to Senator, Oregon Senator David Brock Smith, and also Christine Goodwin, it's the state veteran service officer, her name escapes me, right? Dr. Daniels. Yeah, those three really, really helped on the state side.
So what for you guys, what are kind of the next steps you're working on to keep this issue out there?
I got this letter that we was fortunate enough, I told you that we're working through our elected officials, but sometime, just a short time back, we found out that Deputy Secretary of the VA, Tanya Bradshaw, was going to be in town. And that's about as close as to the secretary you can get. We was fortunate enough that Molly from Senator Wyden's house, we was told we couldn't meet with her. They got involved and we met with her. She was here on a different issue, but she listened to half a dozen of us there and she took notes. She was close. She didn't want any formal thing to do. She just wanted to be in front of us. It was a very productive meeting. I felt like when she left here that she was going to talk to the secretary over our issues here. And we actually wrote a letter of thank you to her. It's here. And for her efforts. So we're reaching out to as far as we can reach, and we want to reach out and ask everybody here, if you have a chance, pick up your phone some night, look it up on the internet. You can call one of your legislators and say, I support this action. You can write a letter, but it's easier just to leave your message on the phone or talk to a live person.
Well, and I know whatever the issue is, lawmakers at all levels pay attention to that. You know, what they're, what's in their email box, that kind of thing. I don't know how many people still send actual letters anymore. Most of it's electronic. But a lot of times that's really how you do get somebody's attention.
Yes.
And Kyle, money is a big issue in this project because time is even a bigger issue. The longer it takes to get this done, the more it's going to cost. So that's one of the things we're trying to get across to them, that we need this as soon as possible.
Well, and I remember it back in the beginning of this process when it was going to be one hospital. I don't remember what the number was. But obviously, given inflation and construction costs and all of that, man, it's just zoomed up, up and up.
That's why it's important. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, delay is certainly important in this issue. This was way back when Commissioner Joe Lawrence had started the project. It just delayed and delayed, and like Bill said, money loses its value over time for sure. Just like veterans that may have to go to the VA, time is important because we're being told that from the time they ask for an appointment till the time they actually get it, I think it's way out there to almost 60 days
or
and
more.
A delay of that nature can be deadly.
And for the local veterans facility here, how do you feel like the level of care is right now for what's being offered?
Yeah, we feel there's a definite need there. Veterans aren't getting all the services that they earned and deserved. There's a shortage of primary care physicians. The director, which is he's a relatively new gentleman here compared to the other directors. He's communicating, I'd say, more so than those in the past, but we still need that face-to-face with him very often.
And what are some of the challenges you think they have? I mean, my understanding is just finding people to hire to come to a more rural community is a big challenge for them, especially for the medical doctors.
Pay equity is one of the huge ones. If you lived halfway between here and Eugene might pay more than what you would get paid in Roseburg. So which way are you going to want to drive? And so getting staffing filled and to keep that staff here is going to be a big, challenge. So and behind it all is pay equity.
We hear a lot about housing, and yep. we know there's a shortage of housing, but there is also, it's available. You just got to look for it. That new director said it took him less than a month to find a home here when he moved here. One of the things that Jim related to about people that helping, Jim Little sits next to me, and I think the world of this man. He's worked on this for 16 years.
Yes.
And one of the other people that has been a very big asset to us is Commissioner Tim Freeman.
Yes.
We would not Amen. Be here without these people. People like you that get our word out on the streets.
We better get another program going here.
So, I mean, does the do you ever look around and go, okay, at some point can we get this done and then we can just retire this whole issue?
No.
That would make us old and lazy.
Yes.
our brother and sister veterans are much too important to ever slack up on this, for sure.
We need time to train the next generation, and literally, because they're not stepping forward yet. And, we got to continually push to get things done. And we need their help as well.
And that seems like it's a challenge in a lot of areas. Folks that are your age have been putting out a lot of effort and time, where a lot of people your age that are maybe not veterans are out traveling and golfing and doing other fun things, but you guys are just keeping at it.
Yeah, I'm the same age as the president at this point, so I think someday I might retire, but I don't plan to for the next 10 years anyway.
30 seconds left. For what do you want to leave people with?
We're asking for your help. Put the word out and
write your senators, write your congressmen, anybody that write your local government, and get them to jump on board.
And get enrolled in the VA. That's,
yes.
That's important. Get in and get that done.
Very important. That gets our numbers up.
All right. That's it for today. Jim Little, Bill Duncan, Bill Mixon. Guys, thanks for coming in.
All right.
Thank you, Kyle, always.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.